Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now it's time, because I like this circumstance, depending on everyone, for all we know.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we're hearing from the British soul singer Alice Russell. Her career has been something of a slow burn, full of experimentation and lots of collaboration. She first turned heads back in 2006 with a cover of the White Stripes song Seven Nation Army. David Byrne tabbed her for his recent concept album Here Lies Love. And last year, she collaborated on a cumbia-influenced album with producer Quantic. Now, after a long wait, she's released a brand new solo album. It's her fifth. It's called To Dust. And we'll hear more about it in a moment, but first, a song. Here's Alice Russell and her band live on Soundcheck with Hard and Strong.
Limp a car at the petrol station. That we've created, fall at our hands and feet. Stop the fight, it's over. We won't watch others fall.
All is wrong.
So tell me what you're fighting for. You can't stop that life from turning on. All these words, but back they come, hard and strong. She's coming for us as we're sleeping on the floor. Tell your heart to reach for something more.
All is wrong.
Watch as we spill the dreams. Yes, she's all around us. In you and me, games that we've created.
That is Alice Russell and her band live on Soundcheck. The song is called Hard and Strong. You'll find it on her latest album called To Dust. Alice Russell, accompanied by Josh Lippi on bass, Alex Cowan on guitar, Ben Schwier playing the piano, Derek Taylor behind the drum kit, and Alice Russell joining me here at the microphone. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So, To Dust is your fifth solo album. So
yeah.
When I mentioned in the introduction that your career's been kind of a slow burn.
It has. It's been simmering.
And so has this album been sort of a slow burn, it seems.
Yeah, it took 3 years, really. I mean, I was touring, and there's some other sort of stressful stuff going on that sort of inhibited some of the... Yeah, getting on with it kind of thing. But I'm kind of glad it took that long. I mean, me and TM Duke, it was kind of cool that we sort of stood back a lot from the tracks.
TM Duke being the
producer, man. And we co-wrote all these tracks together, so yeah.
So what about, I mean, this, you know, stressful stuff? Does this come out in the songwriting process? I mean, the album has a bit of an edge to it, it seems.
To Dust, the title track, is the most... poignant one for me in the stress I had for the last 3 years involving... I won't go too deep into detail, but it was, it was distracting. And I'm glad it's over.
Well, there are three songs on the album with Heartbreaker, which might lead people to believe it was like, you know, a love affair gone wrong.
It's more for me, those songs, it could be construed as a love affair, but it's more about... how just friendships and business partnerships, it's about just generally how we communicate and don't communicate and trust.
So do you find yourself swimming with sharks in the music business a lot?
I think we all do, don't we?
Yeah,
there's a lot of them about. I feel for them, though. They just want a hug. Let's give them a hug and then they'll be okay.
But speaking of these Heartbreaker pieces... Heartbreaker Part 2 comes before Heartbreaker, and the Heartbreaker interlude does not come between the other two parts, but comes after.
We're just trying to confuse you.
Well, it
took a long time to work that out for us.
I felt completely dyslexic reading your album, you know, the song titles.
The thing is, actually, Alex and I are dyslexic slightly. And left-handed, so I think that's why that.
I noticed the left-handed guitar over there.
Yeah, he's very special.
To Dust is your first solo record in 5 years, although there's been lots of other stuff, both pleasant and not, happening in intervening years. Is it possible for a white female soul singer to come out of England and not be compared to Adele or Amy Winehouse or whoever's in the ascendance at the moment?
I don't think so. I'm always compared to whoever's, you know. That's fair enough, though. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
What is it about that style of music, though, that has sort of endured and remained popular on that side of the pond?
I think soul music, wherever you are, is just, it just speaks volumes of our, you know, who we are. And it's a very humanistic, if that's the best word to use. It's, you know, it's a communicative music. It's just amazing, and it hits you right there. And I think that's why it just endures.
Right. Now, that would be simple enough if you were just a soul singer. But, you know, you've done a lot of things throughout your career. Even on this record, like the bonus track, Different, is different.
It is different. And it's weird because that was one of the first tracks that we laid down for this album. And it's kind of close to my heart. And I wanted it to be part of it, but it was definitely a bonus track because... by the end of the album, because it took, there was lots of different versions of a lot of the songs on there, it ended up feeling like it didn't completely fit with the new sound.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to involve him.
All right.
If it's a he. I don't know. Songs, he feels like he's a masculine song, that one. Yeah, it. Should we call it it?
too late. You've already called it a he.
It's a guy.
Are there songs that are female songs for you?
Yeah, definitely, I think, Do you feel that?
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of languages, the word for song is a feminine word.
Yeah. Oh, that's the point, yeah.
And in English, we don't really kind of make those distinctions until someone puts their foot in it, as you just did.
Uh-oh, foot in mouth. Disease, it's coming over the pond.
So the idea of, you know, staying within the strict confines of whatever soul is, that seems like it has just not been for you.
No. I think with the vocals, definitely, I was very influenced by gospel and that freedom and that expression. But when it comes to, you know, and I think that's why we work together, me and TM Duke, and also with Quantic, we have very broad spectrums of all the music we love. And I it's like food. I don't want to eat the same thing every day.
Right.
Why should we do, I don't get purism in any form, in any of our, you know.
Well, the album the album begins with a song called A to Z, or I guess you say A to Z.
Yeah.
What's at the A and the Z end of your record collection?
Ooh, that's a good point. Ooh, Azalea Banks at the beginning.
Okay.
Z. Ooh, Zappa.
Okay.
There we go.
Very good. So, something a little new, something a little old.
Borrowed and Blue.
We are speaking with Alice Russell, the British soul singer who's here with her band. The new album is called To Dust. And, you know, you said for you, this title track, the one you're going to do now, is the most poignant of them, which, you know, might lead people to expect a weepy, melancholy little ballad. That's not your thing either, it seems, at least not here.
Not at the moment, no. There's a lot of frustration in this song and kind of anger. I'm not really anger, you know, don't hold it back, you know, get it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's better out than in. And it's kind of cool doing this live as well. It's very therapeutic for me. I kind of lose it every time we do it live. But it's feeling good.
All right. Soundcheck listeners, you have been warned. Shall we hear it?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. The song is the title track from Alice Russell's new record, To Dust. And once again, a live performance by Alice and her band here in the Soundcheck studio.
The more you take,
That is Alice Russell and her band live on Soundcheck. The song is called To Dust, title track from Alice Russell's latest record. She and the band performing for us live on Soundcheck today, and they're actually going to move right on into a cover of a James Blake song off of his latest album, Overgrown. This is called Retrograde. Once again, Alice Russell and the band. Due to rights issues, we are unable to podcast this performance from today's show, but the good news, you can stream the entire performance and interview at soundcheck.org. Alice Russell with Ben Schwier at the piano and an arrangement of Retrograde, a James Blake song off of his latest album, Overgrown. Alice Russell performing with her band here in the Soundcheck studio. We've heard some songs from her album, her latest record called To Dust. And Alice, it's going to sound like a flip question, but I mean it. Where'd you learn to sing like that?
I don't know.
You didn't go to that Brit school, did you?
No, I didn't, no. I have my parents to thank for this because they couldn't afford babysitters. So my dad was an organist in a church and we had to sing in the choir, which I adored. It was very Ave Maria. It wasn't like Pentecostal.
Proper Anglican kind of church music.
But I loved it. And I think I've always sung. And I was always drawn to the radio. And I think I drove my parents mad with repeating certain songs. And yeah, I've just always done it. I don't know. It's a good outlet of emotion for me.
Yeah. Better, cheaper than therapy, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I can't really afford that.
So it's been 5 years in the making, or three years, since the last one, last solo record, but the various other collaborations, are there other things lined up now that you have to take care of?
Yeah, I mean, we're touring a lot. I'm also going to see Quantic again. I'm going to Colombia in September to do some shows.
Now, he's British, but he's based in Cali.
He moved to Cali. He's now in Bogota. He was in Cali, which I prefer. I prefer Cali, but yeah, he moved there in 2007. His dad passed away, and he was a big bluegrass fan, but he never came over here. And I think for Will, it was that moment where he was totally in love with cumbia, and he was like, I need to just, it made him move fast.
Oh, I see. So my dad was a bluegrass fan and never got to the Appalachians. I'm a cumbia fan. I need to get to Colombia.
Yeah, he was like, do you know what? I'm just going. And that was his main push, and it was a very good one because he's really doing amazing stuff.
And so have you gotten into that music as well?
Oh, you can't not. You're just hearing it. You just want to move.
It's pretty infectious stuff.
Yeah, and some of the musicians I've met through Will out there are just stunning. So.
All right, are you learning Spanish now?
I am, actually. I'm not going to do any live on air because that would be embarrassing, but my boyfriend's Spanish as well, so I need to sort it out.
Uh-huh. He's Spanish from Spain?
He's Landan. He's like, all right, but he's from Galicia. His parents are from Galicia.
Oh, the Celtic part of Spain.
Yeah, so he's got the green eyes and the dark hair. Oh, I like that.
Nice for you.
Mm. I enjoy it. It's great for me. Nando.
Okay, and at this point, I think before we get too far down this road, I'll just say thank you, Alice Russell. And,
thank you for having us.
The album is called To Dust. It's the latest from Alice Russell. This is Soundcheck.
A life for miles stretched out before. I miss your voice and how it felt. We had it all with wild soul. You were away across the sea. You left a crack. But now I know how it feels when it's cold as the wind. Don't you long for the stars, long for the stars. I love you. Hanging on to these words, I feel you let me back. I feel you. Hanging on to these words, I feel you. So looking back, you went astray, got caught in the wind that blew.
quiet souls tell fruitful tales of city's lore. So now I know.